Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. You know, yesterday at this time, we were talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He's the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine. And I asked him because Pfizer had gone to the FDA yesterday asking for approval of this COVID pill that will keep you from getting very sick and dying if you take the pill, or really it's a number of pills. I asked the doctor if this could be a game changer.
Well, be careful, because it's not a pill. It's over 5 days. You have to take like 30 pills. It's
okay.
6 or 8 pills a day. So it's a lot of pills. And it's probably going to end up being very expensive. So I think that combination is a bit of an impediment. And it's much cheaper. It's free to get a vaccine. So I think vaccination is the way to go.
So that's Dr. Adams. You can hear the full interview at WGNradio.com. Let me read to you now from a Chicago Tribune article about the recent numbers in the state. An uptick in youth COVID-19 cases in Illinois is fueling school outbreaks and school quarantines just ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday break. In the past 2 weeks, the average number of youth cases, which is 0 to 17, has risen to about 62%. So we'd like to check from time to time to see how things are going in the suburbs and the collar counties. Karen Ayala is the director of the DuPage County Health Department, and she joins us now. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Steve. Good to be there.
How are your numbers looking?
Well, we too are seeing increases in cases, significant increases. Today we had, over the last 24 hours, we had 300 cases identified. And certainly that's far from where we need to be.
How about when it comes to hospitalizations and deaths? Are those increasing as well?
Those are increasing slightly. But we are seeing, again, to Dr. Adams' point and to other public health leaders and medical leaders' point, it is our hospitalizations and our deaths continue to primarily be, over 99% of them are in unvaccinated individuals. So, again, preventable. For the most part.
Karen Ayala is the director of the DuPage County Health Department. I'm just going to make you repeat that, or we're going to reiterate that. So the people in the hospital, or the people who are dying in DuPage County from COVID-19, 99% of them are unvaccinated.
Absolutely. And it's over 99%. So it is a vaccine is a way of not only reducing the spread, but also greatly reducing the risk of severe illness and death.
And so let me ask you this then. So the people who are testing positive and may have had the vaccine, they're having relatively mild cases. What are the numbers when it comes to hospitalizations? I mean, do you have a lot of hospital beds available? Because I was always told that was our concern.
It continues to be the concern, the availability and the capacity of our hospital systems. And certainly when we talk to our healthcare leaders, they are indicating that, you know, ICU beds particularly are not a limitless resource.
Sure.
We need to preserve those for individuals who are really sick. And not only for COVID, what they were telling us the last time we talked is their COVID numbers and our COVID numbers in DuPage look pretty good for ICU and hospitalizations. Certainly, again, they're not at our lowest, but nor are they near the peak that they were earlier this year. However, we have lots of other individuals in those ICU beds. So we have been right around the 20% threshold for weeks now, and we really need to be watching that carefully so that we don't overextend that capacity.
So what's going on with the young people's vaccinations in DuPage County? You lead the state when it comes to adults, and there was a report out from the state that you're lagging behind the other collar counties when it comes to kids. Now, I read that your department disputes those numbers, or what can you tell me there?
Sure. Well, I'm very happy to report that we've been having ongoing conversations and discussions with IDPH about the 5 to 11-year-old vaccine numbers for DuPage County. Our numbers, we knew, were not being accurately reflected in the IDPH data, and they were working with us. Today, we got the an update, and on the IDPH website, it's been corrected. We now are not leading in those numbers, but we have nearly or over 15% of our eligible 5 to 11-year-olds who have received vaccination.
So that's quite a jump in reporting from less than 2% to 15%.
That's very true.
All right, go out there and do more good work, Karen.
Oh, thanks so much.
I appreciate you joining us. Karen Ayala, the director of the DuPage County Health Department. We're going to get a look at the weather and traffic from Mary, and then we're going to check in on the Ahmaud Arbery trial. One of the defendants, the shooter, took the stand there today as well. We'll go live to that trial. First, here's Mary.